mother got physical custody yesterday in a hearing. The hearing was held, I think, 3 different times and was continued. And finally, I personally accidentally ran into Tim, the her husband and the legal man, on the street. And we've been trying to get in touch with him, but he's evaded us. And he did show up in court. And he and Grace got legal custody yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was predictable.
Yeah. It was, except we thought they would have more royalty, but I guess, I don't know what his motives are. He always said that he would help us and that would never be an issue, but...
Mm-hmm. Never get between a woman and her man.
Well,
It's an old adage, mm-hmm. that they run to top loyalties one to another.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, Tim did testify on the mother's behalf in court yesterday. And then promptly yesterday afternoon delivered a letter here saying that he demanded custody of the child. I do have a copy of that. He said that we were to deliver the child by asking for your cooperation to deliver John Victor Stone to Grace Stone and me in San Francisco by next Friday noon, November 25th, 1977. We will, of course, raise him in an interracial sharing environment consistent with the highest teachings and further. He needs instructions as to how to do that, cooperation of his and her attorney.
Now what jurisdiction did the court have over the real father at the time?
We say none.
Well, that doesn't do you any good. Well, what's the court say?
That I don't know. And I wonder how I'd find out.
Well, the question is what type of service was given on him? Did he have actual service of the hearing?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He was notified to be there.
Okay. And where was that service performed? Down south?
I'm not sure whether or not they got one down there. We did get one here at the church.
And it was communicated to him?
I'm unaware of that. I don't know whether... Yes, I think it probably was.
Okay, so actual notice he had. The question of legal notice is another question.
Right. Now, whether he had legal notice, I don't know.
Okay, but you're understanding he had actual notice. So he knows about the hearing and the judge entered an order granting legal custody and the right to physical custody to both the natural mother and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the court entered an order to that effect.
I presume. Oh. I haven't seen the papers.
Okay. And then...
And no one that I know was there at the actual hearing, but that was... My phone was arrived at.
Ah, okay. Well, then you weren't there to hear what happened.
No. I could get the court papers, though.
Yes, that would be wise.
Uh-huh.
That would be wise, and because the court will be signing an order within a day or so. And what you should do is get a copy of the actual papers that were filed and whatever copy of an order that the judge granted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if you're saying then, if this is what I understood you explained last time, if something like this transpired and the court did serve notice there to, and if say he did get it or whatever, then the court's jurisdiction does in fact extend. Is that what you...
Well, no, I said that there was a specific question about that. It was a question of the reciprocity between the, shall we refer to the southern state, and the courts here in the United States. That if, in fact, the courts down there received notice of this and chose to give it full recognition, then the court down there could issue an order giving what they refer to as full faith and recognition to the United States court order. But that the United States court has no jurisdiction down there.
In itself, it has no.
In itself,
it has
no
jurisdiction. It has to be honored by the court there. Is that right?
That's right. They would have to apply to the government there and have a court order there, which grants full faith and recognition to the United States court order.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would issue an order, in turn, mandating that a certain thing be done.
And in that case, what my concern is, you see, our relations are very good there.
Yes.
And what we have been able to accomplish there by way of, by now we have 800, over 800 people there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a very highly developed cooperative,
yes.
which is exactly what the country is interested in doing for self-sufficiency and a number of other reasons. So that's, I guess, what we're holding on to at this point, think that it's pretty good. But of course, it's still a matter of tremendous concern. What my concern would be then is there any way in which you, when you previously talked to me, you told me about the the kind of warrant that was out for Huey Newton, in a sense, a fugitive thing.
They say that if, in fact, the only instance in which that would occur, for example, is that if, in fact, the United States court here had undertaken some sort of criminal sanction, that if they undertook some kind of criminal sanctions or ordered that that the real father be present and he didn't show up and they chose to move to have him held in contempt in some way.
Now, who could do that? What court could do that?
Well, the civil court could. Now, by the sounds of it, at least we don't have any affirmative information that that's been done. That's why it's important to get a look at the papers.
You think it might have been done?
No, it doesn't sound like it would have been. It seems like something would have been said in the letter that you received if it had been.
Could have issued contempt.
Well, yeah, just like, for example, in a divorce case where a decree of divorce has been entered and an order has been entered by the court mandating that the father pay alimony and child support. Then if he doesn't pay the child support, the court can enter an order directing him to appear in front of the court. And if he doesn't appear, it can issue a citation for contempt and then issue a warrant, because contempt is criminal, and can issue a warrant. Now, the fact is that it's a felony. And then it becomes, if a United States court issues a felony warrant, the question becomes totally political for the foreign country as to whether or not they will have an extradition.
Now, tell me, what would be the jump between the local civil proceeding and a U.S. court issue?
Well, no, it would be a state court. A state civil court can issue an order of contempt and can, in fact, issue a subpoena, in effect. And as I said, it becomes specifically a political question as to whether or not the foreign state will recognize it. In the vast, overwhelming majority of the cases, they do not. Now, if in fact it were a federal fugitive warrant, which is no way that would likely get translated into one of those, that's when you get the sort of Huey Newton situation.
I see. Now, the federal situation would be, I thought what you said, if there was some kidnapping charge.
Oh, well, that. I mean, if in fact they intended to bring a totally separate action, for example, now, as I understand it, there has been a state court order entered granting legal custody to the mother.
Well, it's the Superior Court of San Francisco.
Pardon?
It's the Superior Court of San Francisco.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so it's a state court.
All right.
The California State Court has entered a court order granting custody to the natural mother and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means she has legal custody.
Yes.
And that also means that the natural father has no legal custody whatsoever, that he is no longer recognized as any legal authority to have the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was one other question that arose, as you indicated to me, that there was also a party down there with him who had legal guardianship of the child.
Well, it was not entered in the court, so it's simply something that could be revoked.
Then there isn't any.
No.
Okay. Then what you have then is you have the mother, natural mother, and the legal father who have custody of the child. Now, no one else has the right to have legal custody of the child right now. So in fact, if they could determine that someone had the child and a request had been made to that person to return the child and the child was defying the parents, then they would be in standing to go before a United States attorney and file a complaint for kidnapping, that in fact there are people who are in custody of our child who have no right to the child, and they are keeping it over and against our will, and they have actual notice of our demand to have the child back. And that would be, it's no longer a legal custody fight because that's been resolved now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are now very close to getting in a position of having standing to possibly file a complaint for kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if in fact a kidnapping warrant were issued, then that would end up into the straight realm of a decision as to whether or not the southern state would in fact recognize a federal warrant for extradition purposes. That's a simple enough issue to find out, is whether or not they have an extradition reciprocity treaty with the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they did, then what would happen is that the warrant would be sent down there to the executive department of the foreign state, and they would have to make a decision as to whether or not to execute on it.
Mm-hmm. Who would it be sent to?
It would be sent to the federal law enforcement agency.
Okay. It wouldn't be necessarily the executive branch. It might be, for instance, the highest magistrate or something.
Well, it would be sent probably to the comparable agency to the U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So their attorney general would get it. And it would be the National Police Force that would be asked to enforce it. Now, that's if, in fact, such a step were taken. If, in fact, no warrant for kidnapping were issued, then you'd be dealing with a civil action. And as far as I can tell, they may not have any jurisdiction over the natural father, that they may not have gotten any type of legal service on him to mandate his appearance, and he may not be subject to the jurisdiction of the court. So to the extent to which it remains on a civil level, my sense is that there would be likely to be very little relief that they could get. But now, if in fact they chose to take the step into the criminal dimension, then it would devolve down to the question of whether or not the foreign state was going to enforce the warrant.
I understand. Okay,
those are the two situations that you're looking at.
Yeah, okay. I had another question in this regard. One other thing I mentioned to you, we thought might be appropriate to find some place for the child,
yes,
other than where he is.
To the extent to which there has been no service on him, if there is no service on him and he is not under any type of court order relating to the child that they have jurisdiction over him on, he has the perfect right to go wherever he wants to go, and to the extent to which he's the natural father, has a right to take the child where he chooses to. Now, the other issue about there being some person who is a legal guardian or something, that seems to be pretty well mooted now.
Yes, I think so. They did sign, there are a number of documents signed, but they were notarized, but they've never been filed with the court.
Okay, well, to the extent to which there is a superseding court order now,
yeah,
granting custody to the natural mother and her legal husband, I would say that that's pretty much vitiated.
I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is the question then. If they were to go out of the country,
mm-hmm,
say it were not he, but another person, and he had no knowledge of where the child were going.
Well, that wouldn't be very credible, as a matter of fact. I mean, it's the thing you've
got to understand
is ways that can be thought of creatively to avoid the legal implications of what you're doing are not very successful because they've been tried before.
Mm-hmm.
So if, in fact, he did have actual knowledge of where the child was going and was the one in charge of the agent that had the child, he would be part of a conspiracy to commit kidnapping.
I see.
And you'd still have the same problem with the federal warrant and issuing a warrant.
What if he actually did not know?
Well, if he did actually not know, then he'd still be. Could still arguably, if he were responsible for directing an agent to take the child and go somewhere, when he knew that the natural mother and legal father had custody of the child,
mm-hmm,
and he was doing this to keep the child out of their custody,
mm-hmm,
that is what kidnapping is all about.
Okay, so there's no way around that.
So it's very unlikely.
All right, considering that would be the case, if he went out, what about if he were to go out of the country through immigration?
Well, it depends on whether there was, if in fact there had been no warrant issued, and it clearly to the extent to which the letter is the avenue along which they're attempting to pursue custody of this thing, that to the extent to which there's no federal warrant or anything outstanding against him, and there's no, from what I can understand, at least at this point, no jurisdiction that has been asserted over him,
mm-hmm,
that he has the right to go wherever he chooses with the child. Now, but the question is, the thing really shakes down to a question of what country would not recognize a federal warrant.
Right.
And that's where the bottom line political question is.
Mm-hmm.
Is if he is the natural father of the child and has the, you know, the requisite affection and things for the child and is dealing in good faith with having the child in his custody, especially if in fact there were papers signed by the natural mother authorizing the child to be with whoever this subguardian was,
mm-hmm,
and down there, at least from at least ad initio.
You see, papers signed by whom at this point now?
If they were signed by the natural mother.
Okay. There are such papers. She
that's
did
right.
sign, and she actually gave him the child and walked away in hostility, but of course
the thing is that if, in fact, from an initial position that the child was down there legally and with a person legally, the question is now that if that situation has changed because of these recent court orders,
right. Yes.
The burden is on the people who got the status changed to communicate that effectively with some sort of jurisdiction.
All right. Well, you see, Tim was there, and John was there at the same time, the child. So I don't know whether or not he, in fact, took the child there, but he was there for several months while the child was there. And he left, leaving the child there.
Uh-huh.
This is the link were bad.
I hear you.
So we wondered if that wouldn't put a condition on any of the kidnapping charges, if that ever came up.
Well, the question is then, is, you know, the understanding would be, at least from my judgment, is that the natural father would be the one who had custody of the child. And even if the child is physically staying with someone else, as long as it is by his consent and his arrangement...
The legal father now.
No,
you're talking about the natural father.
The natural father. Were in physical custody of the child, if the father, the natural father, left and went somewhere, as long as he was giving consent that the child remain with this guardian and that the guardian still had the papers from the natural mother, the fact of the matter would be, as far as I can determine, that the natural father would still be exercising custodial responsibility for the child. And then the question arises as to what change is mandated by this recent court order in that. And it's clear that what has probably been mandated by the court is that the natural father and this temporary guardian turn over custody mm-hmm. to the natural mother and the legal father.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, what type of service has been executed and what type of jurisdiction they have to mandate that court order's enforcement? It becomes a straight, almost physical question.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question rises as to what type of jurisdiction could be asserted in various countries over the child and the natural father.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
my
critical question.
Yeah, I see. Well, the thing is that if the legal father actually took him there or was there with him and then left him there, does that have any bearing on it at all? Not the natural father, but the legal father.
Oh, you mean down in the southern country?
Yes. Uh-huh. The legal father was...
Well, see, the legal father, as I understand it, had no legal status until just recently.
Okay. Well, that answers that. So anything he did, he was not really...
It doesn't really have any impact
on
anything.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of shaking the thing down, what it looks like is that if the natural father and the former... guardian, at least according to papers, even though it might not have been filed in court, and the legal father now all consented to the child being in this southern country.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that is perfectly proper for the child to be there. That now, if in fact there are papers that have been just signed yesterday which establish legal custody in the natural mother and the legal father, and they want to have the child some other place, i.e. up in San Francisco by Friday,
mm-hmm.
that is, for the first time, a change in status. That the status had been fairly well understood, apparently by the mother, by her designating the legal guardian to have the child down there. The natural father was there, and even the legal father knew the child was there, and apparently participated in bringing the child there. That all of the status of the child there in the southern country is perfectly appropriate, up until yesterday. And as a matter of fact, it will be perfectly appropriate, as far as I can tell, until this next Friday. And the only question then will be what type of communication was made between San Francisco and the San Francisco court and the legal parents now to the people down in the southern country to mandate the return of the child. Now that's a physical question of what type of notice has been served, what type of jurisdiction has been obtained. So, first, it's a factual question, very simply. And secondly, it's a legal question of what type of force and effect a court order from up here really has down there.
Mm-hmm.
And unless a court down there has somehow taken jurisdiction of the thing and issued a court order from that country, my guess would be that it has very little, if any, effect.
Little effect unless they pick up on it.
That's right. Because the court up here can't get any real jurisdiction over them down there.
And issue a warrant.
And issue a warrant. But it wouldn't really have any effect until such time as either the executive department down there or the judicial division undertakes to issue some kind of order predicated upon the United States court order.
Court action.
My sense is that it's there's just no force and effect to it.
I see.
Would be my guess.
Yeah, well, I think that's where we're feeling.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Uh-huh.
But of course, then the question would be what additional steps might be taken here by the natural mother and legal father. As I said, the worst one conceivable would be that one for kidnapping. If, in fact, they could demonstrate that actual notice had been served on the parties down in the southern country and that they were defying it.
Okay, well, that would be
the worst situation. The second worst situation could be an effort on the part of the natural mother and the legal father to undertake to have some sort of civil court order issued directly to the natural father and the whoever that former legal guardian was of the child, and have it translated into a civil court order down in the southern country and served upon them. Because then they would start, see, the ones that they have to worry about down there are the authorities down there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's been taken into account.
That's right.
Yeah. One other question, Mr. Sheehan, and that's when we talked once before, you mentioned that the best place, if there were to be some kind of an exit, the best place would be some place that were a socialist country or something that had less apt to be within the court's jurisdiction.
From a strictly political perspective, when you get down to sort of that hard rock bottom line,
mm-hmm.
of what countries are more or less likely to recognize United States extradition treaties,
mm-hmm.
just as a matter of fact, the countries that have fewer extradition treaties with the United States than any others are those who are of a socialist leaning.
Yeah. Well, of course, now that's the situation right now.
That's right.
But just in case.
Do you have any
information as to the accessibility of Cuba?
Actually, there's been considerable increase in the communications and transportation and travel back and forth among people there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the caveats on that is that Cuba seems to be engaged rather intensely right now with the United States in trying to normalize relations.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those political considerations that they're attempting to avoid any type of serious exacerbation of the situation. But it's fairly easy to find out what the sort of extradition status is with various countries in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Most any international law firm would know those things fairly easily.
Uh-huh. Do you have any you recommend?
Well, let me think who some of the better international law firms are. I could give you a name of a man who would know one for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you his number here. Okay. Call Mr. Eugene Scheiman, Scheiman.
Mm-hmm.
He's up at the Cahill Gordon firm in New York City on Wall Street.
Cahill
Gordon.
G-O-R-D-O-N.
Right. Now that's not the international law firm, but this man, Gene Scheiman, is quite familiar with various law firms.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach him at area code
212-825-0100. Mm-hmm. 0100.
All right,
let me read that back to you. 212-825-0100.
Right.
And he would maybe...
And what you do is you ask him, just tell him that you have an international legal problem having to do with potential extradition of a person from a southern country. You can tell him the name of the country.
Uh-huh.
And tell him that you would like to know if he could recommend to you an international law firm who would be familiar with what these procedures were and what the status was with respect to various countries and their extradition agreements with the United States.
All right. And I can
tell him that I ask you to call him.
Yeah, fine.
And
right.
he'll know a firm to put you to.
Okay, I think that about does it. Let me look here. I had a couple more questions. We do have a written statement from the father, from the legal father, saying that the natural father is in fact the natural father.
Yes.
Now I don't know if that would Even if that's a written document, signed and all, in his own hand, that isn't going to put any conditions on at this point with the changed status.
No. See, I've been going upon the consistent assumption that there's not any factual question about the status of the natural father.
No, there isn't. I think that's true.
There's an evidentiary question, you know, of what type of evidence do you have, and that's of assistance to the extent to which it's evidentiary in support of that thing. But the fact of the matter is that the natural status of either a mother or a father is not totally controlling, as you've no doubt gathered by this time.
Yeah.
And the status of the court's orders are what really control.
Mm-hmm. I understand. That's pretty clearly explained. And, of course, he refuses to turn the child, so that's where we're going to...
Well, so then you've got to get down to some of the bottom lines.
Right.
Here. And
it's either way is best where he is, or... Now, do you still... Okay. Well, what do you... You personally feel... I don't know if it's really fair to ask, but I wondered if...
Questions are asked.
Okay.
From what I've heard so far, what it really comes down to is one of the most troublesome aspects of law when you have a natural mother and natural father who had initially entered into at least some sort of tacit understanding that they were going to spend their life together and raise a child. Mm-hmm. And when that understanding is breached, at the outset of the thing, clearly a father, a natural father, has as much right to custody of a child as the natural mother.
Yes.
And so it's a straight 50-50 proposition. And at that point, physical possession of the child is controlling.
Right.
Whoever has a child. And that neither party can invoke the power of a court to force the other person to release custody of the child to them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they can get the court to make a full ruling and say who has custody of the child.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't without depriving one of the parties of custody, physically remove the child. Mm-hmm. They can physically remove the child, and they're perfectly legal in doing so. That's that whole kidnap situation, that a parent cannot be said to kidnap their own child as long as they have equal legal access to the child.
Mm-hmm.
But now, once one of the natural parents goes before a court and gets a court order removing legal custody from one of the two parents and placing it in the other one, then the person, then physical possession of the child no longer controls.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the court.
Well, you're feeling that it would be, it's going to bottom out at a political level.
Yes, and that's right. That's what it seems.
It would depend on where the location of the parties concerned would be best determined at this point by the relations
of the country.
United States.
Yes.
And
you have to get yourself into the position of trying to presume the worst.
Of course,
so that you can get there as fast as possible, and then be in the luxurious position of figuring that no matter how bad things get, you've prepared for
it. You've got the plan. Well, I'm sure that's the case, but as far as exiting, then that would still be possible. I guess.
Yes, as far as I can tell right now,
to the extent to which
there is no jurisdiction that presently has been properly asserted over this guy, at least from my recollection of the facts, that he has not received any service.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of papers. And
but the moment he does, then to change his status, personally, his status is serious.
That's right.
His location. But
that's
now,
right.
As far as the child is concerned, that could still be in effect. The child.
Yeah, but see, the lever that the courts have, once they've established any kind of alliance with the court system and legal system of another country, is over and against the natural father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all they would ever do is put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
In order to force him to tell where the child was or to punish him for kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
there,
what they would.
In that country?
Huh?
In that country?
Well, no, they would extradite him.
Okay.
But they wouldn't try him for the kidnapping itself.
Yeah.
They have no jurisdiction over that. That what would happen is that if, in fact, there were a warrant issued up here and it were served on a country, and, in fact, they chose to issue an extradition warrant and got physical custody of the natural father, then they would have an extradition hearing, and possibly then, depending upon what their political
at
alliance.
At that point, then they could usher in the United States law enforcement.
Yes, they would send marshals down.
Hmm?
They would send the United States marshals down, and they would bring him back.
Yeah.
And then stand trial on the charge in chief here. And I would assume what they would do is they would try to say, well, you see that we're getting ready to play hardball here. You're back here under the custody of the court, And now what they would do, very possibly, is suspend any prosecution under the criminal statutes. They would have used them to get physical custody of him.
And then they would dismiss
the criminal court and say, look, now we're telling you that you're under the jurisdiction of this court now, and we have issued an order mandating that you turn over custody of the child, and if you don't do so, we will hold you in contempt, and we will put you in jail until such time as you comply with the court's order of returning this child.
And then once that were done, you think it might be something they could dismiss the criminal charge?
Well, they would just let, I would assume that they would just let it sit there pending. They would let it sit there pending, and my sense is that the worst that could happen is he could be put in jail for civil contempt with no term, just in perpetuity until he complied. That's the worst that could happen, because even that could at least technically be longer than a sentence for kidnapping. And meanwhile, once the kidnapping charge had been initially filed, that the statute of limitations would have run on that, and they could just leave the thing pending until the civil court was done doing whatever they were going to do with it.
Okay.
And then prosecute him. So, I mean, but that's stating things in the most nightmarish.
Well, that's what we have to think. So your
advice
is much appreciated.
That's what he's looking at.
Uh-huh.
So the real bottom line is the political relationship between the place where he is and the United States.
And as far as going somewhere else, it would simply, at this point, it would simply just be a matter of not, even if he didn't know, even if he said he didn't know, it's not really going to help the situation because...
No, it's not. Well, let me put it this way. To the extent to which they technically, if the facts are that they technically have not established jurisdiction over him, that there's no service that's been performed on him to bring him under the jurisdiction of the court, and that's, I mean, I think we'd know that if it had happened, that he is free to go wherever he chooses to go.
Mm-hmm.
But given the kind of life that he leads and the responsibility that he has to his people,
yeah.
It's not likely he's going to...
No, he's not going to go anywhere.
Know where he is.
No, he's not going to go anywhere. I was thinking of someone else with the child, not he.
Yeah, well, don't say. I'm saying that what they'll do is they'll move directly on him.
On him, despite the fact the child...
You know where the kid is.
And still they could act against him even though...
That's right.
He could say he didn't know.